Individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we are at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, please join me as we wait with bated breath for the arrival of Craig Compo. Last time, he came in a few minutes late, and I just didn't have the radio on. I wanted to see how long it would last. It was about 2 minutes of silence out there. Minutes of silence for Craig Compo. Oh, here he comes. So it's only a minute of silence for Craig Compo this time. Oh, my friend, I love to bug you. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
Sorry, I'm fashionably late again.
You're always fashionably late. But I'm used to that.
Do you see my shirt? Do you ever?
Ladies, please. Oh, God. I'm not saying. No. No, 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 no.
All right.
This is not a porn show, Craig Compo.
Okay. All right. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir? We're going to talk trivia, talk
poop.
We'll
do a little of everything. The night before. Whoops. Let me get this jacket off. The night before I come on the show, I like to kind of look at current events and what's going on and maybe do a little trivia on that. And since we don't have to talk about my 49ers.
But we will.
Who got spanked. Oh, man, I think Seattle's going all the way. They're going to be tough to stop. You see anybody stopping them?
I was just down at Perry's office. He's a big Seahawks fan. And so basically I walked in and I announced to him, look it. If you go to the Super Bowl, you're going to be obnoxious for 2 weeks. So you got to throw a big party to get us really lit.
Yes.
And because you're going to be obnoxious. And he goes, oh, I got bigger plans. Yeah. And he started talking about this second big man cave, bigger TVs, you know, to watch the game and have people over. I go, I'm not talking about having people over or anything like that. You just got to get us, you know, well partied out before the event because you're going to be obnoxious for 2 weeks.
He's going to be a mess. Yeah, Glenner's the same way. He's a big Seahawks fan. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. No,
we all have our limitations. Me and you have limitations on our teams,
All right. I told Glenner, I said, congratulations, your team did a fine job beating our third string.
Of course you said that.
Yeah, I had to. Anyway, it's what happens. So today, you know what today is? Anniversary day? Today? What happened? What happened a year ago today?
1 year ago today, you found a buyer for Compost.
No. No.
1 year ago today.
January 20th,
we had a president inaugurated.
Right. 1 year Trump anniversary.
Yeah.
Now.
Been a great year.
It's been a great year, and I want to talk about that a little bit, and then we'll do a little Trump trivia.
Oh, okay.
But I did want to. I'm a big fan of this guy. I really am. Now, I don't agree with everything he's done. Some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Trump, as he's proven, Trump is always correct.
His hats even say that.
Yeah.
Trump was right on everything.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get that. Pruse was right on everything.
Yeah. How do you like me now?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So anyway, but I mean, just, you know, there's things, this thing with Greenland, you know, there's pros and cons to that. There's things that I don't always agree with. Some of the stuff that I think he wastes political capital on, for example, the Gulf of America, renaming Denali or McKinley. I just don't think there's enough. I don't burn your energy on that. Go for the
big
thing.
He likes poking different
he
bears.
Does. He shows
that they're only cubs. They're not bears. Yeah. He's the bear.
He is a bear. But think about this. I just kind of jotted down a few things that happened in the first year of his presidency.
Okay.
First thing he did, he appointed Tom Holman as border czar. Okay. Closed the border. Since then, 1.9 million illegals have self-deported. That's a big deal. almost 2 million people self-deported. Biden, you know, had 11 and right 11 now or
he's,
20 million.
He's deported through different agencies, 600,000.
Yeah, yeah. But so, these were so, self-deported.
So in his first year, he's gotten between 10 and 20%, you know, between the Cayman under Biden under four yeah. years, you know, 10 to 20 million.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay, kind of seems like it was just a year ago, but it wasn't that. It wasn't even a year ago. Doge saved taxpayers $250 billion in wasteful spending and fraud. He set up Doge with Musk mm-hmm. and that.
Go tell that to Minnesota.
Yeah, I know. Okay, just in Alaska, you reversed the Biden-era restrictions.
70 different yep. executive orders.
Yep, like the Congressional Review Act.
So I'm doing pretty good on my trivia.
Yeah, and this isn't even trivia yet, but this is just what he's done. The Ambler Road for critical minerals, restoring canceled leases. Lifting NPRA limitations, all that stuff to boost economics and good for Alaska, obviously. Okay, then he initiated tariffs with countries that were being unfair to the U.S., $297 billion in fiscal year 25. So between that and...
Yeah, this is what I want everyone to think of. I live in Fairbanks, Alaska. What tariff has caused me any price increase? Yeah. Is it housing? No. Fuel? No.
Yeah.
Real estate taxes? No. Electricity? No.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not buying a Ferrari.
Right.
No. You know, we're not building steel frames, but we're getting those out of Pittsburgh now.
Yeah.
What in Fairbanks, Alaska has a tariff caused an increase on? Can you name anything, Craig?
No, I really can't. Yeah, I really can't. I'm sure there's probably some groceries where they put a tariff on a country for
what?
Chili or something. But
yeah,
but
yeah. I haven't, Mexican guacamole.
Yeah, right.
Really?
And I get mine cheap down yeah. there in Mexico. When I'm down in Mexico. Yeah. Okay, so he did that. So there's almost a $500 billion right there just in those two things. Okay, then he signed the Big Beautiful Bill, cut regulations and taxes. They're saying 4% growth for this for 2026, which is unheard of. 4%
growth. It's over 5% now.
Yeah, and that's just mid-year. He got that down the first 6 months. Then
remember when Obama said we can only expect 1% GDP increase a year? You know, he's said 1% in the first year. Trump took all of his economics and threw it out the window, made him look so bad, and you know so. I mean, within the first year,
I know
all your everything you did economically, President Obama. He flushed down the toilet.
And maybe later on the show we'll play. I have a commercial that features Obama in it, a political commercial. I think I showed it to you last week. Maybe we'll play that.
No, we won't.
You don't want Obama on your airwaves.
No, no. I just don't want, you know,
okay.
that.
You know. All right. I'll play it on my show tomorrow.
There you go.
Okay, so there it comes mid-year. First 6 months of Trump.
Yep.
What happens next? Operation Midnight Hammer took out 3 nuclear facilities in Iran. Have you heard much from Iran other than a little squabbling lately?
Just that if we intervene in their domestic disturbances, that we're going to have the full face of Iran.
Oh, wow.
I am so afraid.
Yeah. You can hear
this is how I would do it if I was Trump. You know, I have the CIA. I'm being President Trump. And I'm letting the military of the from the CIA know, in the Iranian military, we're going to come in and we're going to take out the Ayatollahs, the mullahs,
and
the Republican Guard.
All in one little area.
We're going to take them out, but we're going to leave you. No, we're going to leave you because there has to be some sort of administration, governmental entity for the next generation, the next administration coming in, and. I'm going to give you 2 choices. 1, you do this, or 2, you don't see the sunset.
Yeah. So get it down to 1 decision maker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so you work with us or perish. That's what I tell them.
Yeah. Well, it's been needed to have been done. Of course, the last few.
So we'll see what he does. And he's putting the pieces in place.
He knows what he's doing. So we did that. We wiped out their nuclear capabilities there. And I think I still remember, I love Trump's humor because, like he says, remember when they kind of caught wind that was happening, they started getting these cement trucks in there and they're building more protection for these things. He goes, when that bomb hit, the cement wasn't even dry. I love that. Okay.
And Fairbanks, I usually do not talk about national things, but Craig's on a roll.
Hey, we're doing political. We're doing Trump's anniversary. So anyway, so then he orchestrated the ceasefire agreement in Gaza, mm-hmm. right shortly after the Iranian thing. He pulled the U.S. out of the U.N. climate agreement.
Thank God.
Yeah, we got out of there. Well, we've seen now U.S. oil production at the highest rate and lower gas prices than we've had in years.
He increased our reserves by 30% by acquiring Venezuela.
Yeah, yep. That's coming up on the list here, too.
Okay.
So drug boats were attacked. Overdose deaths have plummeted. I mm-hmm. think I heard 14 or 20% or something, which is a big drop in one year.
Not big enough, but no, it's in the right direction. Yep. It's in the right direction.
Took out the world's most corrupt political leader, Maduro of Venezuela, who's sitting in jail in New York now. He pled not guilty today.
Those boats, you know, as some people were saying, those were fishermen. Or hey, they got to make a living.
Yeah, it could have been Jacques Cousteau's kids studying dolphins.
Fairbanks, yep. We're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. When we come back, I'm going to have a call-in guest.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereed, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereed, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Frontier Outfitters. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till GoodRx wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions, all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags that are red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Hot foot it to GoodRx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 12. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 1 above. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 12. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have calling in Ted Jones, Jr., a Green Bay fan. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing pretty good. Could be better, but, I mean, it's all right.
You know, I've got, you know, it's the NFC Losers Club here on the air. What the heck?
Yeah, I like the Packers. Packers are my number two team, but I just love that team.
Okay. Anyway, Ted, you did something extraordinary starting yesterday for the next couple Mondays. Could you describe that?
Yeah, so we are, for 2026, we're starting on a Monday's taco sales, all 10% of all tacos.
And your tacos are incredible. Don't ask me why I know that.
Yeah, I mean, they are. I'm going to admit, we only do 3 to 4 of them, and so we make sure they're pretty tasty for people to come and get. That's for sure. But, yeah, we're doing 10% of all taco sales going to some nonprofit or some organization. And this one.
Your frozen smoke barbecue.
Yeah, frozen smoke barbecue.
And you're over at the old athletic club that is now with the brewery.
I missed the name of the business.
Frozen Smoke Barbecue.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, we're inside Lat 65 Brewery. It's okay. 150 Eagle Avenue.
Thank you, sir. Sorry about that. My mistake. But you started doing taco donations. Money comes in. You give 10% of your money to Barnett School's school lunch program.
Yeah, we're doing the Hunter Elementary.
Oh, Barnett. I'm sorry, Hunter, not Barnett. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Hunter. I was like, wait a second, am I off? No, it's for Hunter. And we're doing 10% of all sales of just tacos, and it turned out crazy yesterday. We did 118 orders of tacos, and previously we only did 75 orders for another benefit charity that we did. So it was taco crazy. Let's just say that. And it was pretty amazing. We're doing it the next two Mondays, so the 26th, and then the 2nd. We're doing it, and it's from 12 to 8.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So much for so basically you're putting your tacos in front of Taco Tuesday. You're giving everyone the real deal, because you guys, you know, describe your tacos. You do the pulled pork.
Yep, we do a pulled pork and we do a brisket. So the way it works, we have soft corn tortilla, flour shells, or you can get corn if you want, and then we crisp those up on our griddle, and then we lay the barbecue meat down. It's usually 14 to 16 hours smoked. Then we put some barbecue sauce on it, and then I have a homemade coleslaw that we add on top of those. Ooh. And then our homemade pickled red onions go on top of that as well. And those are the two barbecue ones. We do a smoked, which is our number one seller, actually, is our smoked chicken bacon ranch tacos. And those are definitely a fan favorite.
Oh, that's my next addiction. Thank you.
Yeah, it's made its way on the menu. It was one of our customers' favorite, and she was the one that actually introduced me to the Hunter program, needing assistance in helping pay for youth or the kids' food bills.
Yeah, so. Jane Bedford, she's a principal there, and she's always doing stuff too. She's a great lady.
Yeah. Yeah, I reached out to, I think it was like three different elementary schools or schools, and Hunter was the first one to get back to me, and she was very excited, kind of explained the whole process, because I was trying to figure out, like, I got this donated money. Getting into a small business, I never realized how hard it is to actually donate funds and product to people and to be an appropriate accounting-wise. And so she kind of explained their process of how they would be able to take payment and
do all that.
Give a receipt there. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, and you're a good friend, and we can't meet this afternoon because of my chest cold, and it sounds like you still got yours.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're a jerk.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay.
I'm still probably just hoarse from watching the Bears game and cheering the Rams on.
Thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate it. You have a great day. And Fairbanks, the next two Mondays, please go to Frozen Smoke Barbecue at Lat 65 on Eagle Avenue there. And 10% of the gross revenue that he takes, he gives it for food for Hunter Elementary School.
Sweet. And one of the reasons he's a Packer fan is probably the same reason I like the Packers. I was in Lambeau for the first time this last fall. I went there. There were no games going on. It was preseason. But that town is so about youth, and they let all the kids come over and watch them practice, and then they line up with their bicycles, and they let the players, when they come out of practice, get on the bike. The kid holds a helmet, and they walk to the bus together, which is a long walk. It's really something special, and the kids are just in awe. And then the player gets to pick which kid he's going to hop on the bike, and they just kind of walk on the bike, and all the coaches. It's really a special. They don't do that anywhere else, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
But. So today is your All About Trump Day on my radio program, when it was supposed to be all about stumping David on trivia. But, I got to take what my guest wants. So.
Well, here we go. Now we're getting into Trump trivia. So
you get to
pick here. So what did Forbes estimate Donald Trump's net worth in 2015? I'm going to give you four options here. What his net worth was in 2015? $590 million, $1 billion, $4 billion, or $10
billion? 20...
2015.
I'll say $4
billion. That's right. There you go. One for one, Dave. Pretty good.
I mean, I usually bat 500 with your crap.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Same as my football team with your football team.
I think he's still not taking a paycheck, is he?
He's not, and he's building a very nice structure.
Oh, the East Wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the big ballroom and all that. Oh, yeah, and of course the Dems are giving them hell about that, right? Well, so how many times has Donald Trump been married? One, two, three, or four? Three is right. Two for two. Look at you go. Okay.
I'm not a stalker of Donald Trump.
Yeah. In October of 99, Trump declared himself a candidate for which party's 2000 presidential nomination? The Reform Party, the Tea Party, the Republican Party, or the Federalist Party?
Federalist.
No, Reform Party.
Ooh, Reform. Yeah. Okay.
I can't even remember hearing about the Reform Party.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. Which former presidential candidate's cell phone number did Donald Trump give out during a televised press conference? That question just cracks me up. He actually was upset with this person. And
the former president.
Okay, no, here's the four. Rick Perry, Hillary Clinton, Lindsey Graham, or Jeb Bush?
Probably Jeb Bush.
No, that's what I guessed, but it was Lindsey Graham. And he was mad at him because Lindsey called him a buffoon and said his political career is over. He was mad when he made that comment about McCain.
Yeah.
So he was beating up on him, and Trump said, you know what? I'm going to give out his cell phone number. you don't want to poke the bear.
Don't poke the Donald.
Yeah. Donald Trump says the Bible is his favorite book. What's his religion? Is he Methodist? Is he Presbyterian? Is he Catholic? Or is he Jewish?
I'd say he's Presbyterian.
That's right. Four for five. I'm impressed, Dave. You're doing really well in here. After financial problems in the early 1990s, Donald Trump sold his 280-foot super yacht to some prince.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. What was the name of the yacht? Was it the Trump Princess? Ivanka Promises, Seaworthy, or Maria?
What year?
90s, in the early 90s. Trump Princess, Ivanka Promises, Seaworthy, or Maria?
Total guess. No, Maria.
No, it was Trump Promises. But you're still batting.
You mean Ivanka Promises?
No.
Trump
Promises. Trump Princess.
Trump, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let me see. From which school did Donald Trump graduate in 1968? Was it Wharton, Fulton, Dartmouth, or Princeton?
Wharton.
That's good, and that's business
school.
Yeah, that's kind of an easy one, but that's good. Which comedian did Donald Trump sue in 2013? Oh, man, I can't even read my own writing. Let me get in the light here. A little bit. I got it printed real small. Okay. Which comedian did he sue after he reneged on a promise to pay $5 million to charity if Trump proved by his birth certificate? Can you read that?
Which one?
That real fine
print. Okay. Which comedian did Donald Trump sue in 2013 after he reneged on a promise to pay $5 million to charity if Trump produced a birth certificate to prove his mother had not mated with an orangutan?
Yeah. I had never heard this, but there is.
We're going to go on to something else.
Okay.
Bestiality is not
is
not a conversation we're having on this show.
You see how I made that print so small so you had to read it?
We're not discussing bestiality.
It was Bill Maher, by the way. Which football team did Donald Trump purchase in 1983?
That was the New York Generals. Generals.
Yes, it was. Yeah, well, there's a New Jersey Generals. Was it USF or was that?
Yeah, USFL.
Yeah, USFL. Okay. How many golf courses does Trump own? 3, 9, 14, or 16?
I'm going to say 16.
You got that one, Mike. You're doing good, Dave. I mean, I know that was probably just a guess, but that's...
It was, but I figured he likes golf, so he's got, you know, I'm going to go with the big one on that.
Trump was the second president to be arrested. Who was the first? I'm not even giving you multiple choice here.
Who was the first president to be arrested?
The only other president to be arrested.
Oh, boy. Well, let me. The only other president to be arrested.
Okay, if you get this one right, I'm buying you dinner at the Greens.
Hold on. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break.
No Googling it.
I'm in front of you, Craig. I'm not going to Google it, but we're going to give you Brian Adams, Run to You, however that comes out as a elevator music sound. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, and some commercials and weather. And I'll think about this question because if I get it right, it's dinner at the Greens.
Yes.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live on KFARradio.com.
Today marks 1 year of President Trump's second term in the White House, and he spoke today about it at the White House press briefing.
We've done more than any other administration has done by far in terms of military, in terms of ending wars, in terms of completing wars. Nobody's really seen very much like it.
The president went on to talk about his tightening of the southern border and his effort to deport migrants who are in the U.S. illegally. ICE operations continue in Minnesota to that end, leading to more protests and calls for federal officers to leave the state. Hennepin County Sheriff Dewana Witt says they believe only a small group of ICE agents are causing the problems.
We demand more from our federal government. More professionalism, more accountability, more humanity. We demand lawful policing that respects human dignity.
ICE says they're going after criminal migrants in the country illegally. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the number of Alaskans enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act dropped by more than 3,000 between 2025 and the first month of the year, according to federal data released last week. The drop comes amid the expiration of enhanced premium tax credits, which were implemented in 2022 to reduce the cost of health insurance purchased on the federal exchange. For many Alaskans who relied on the subsidies, their elimination meant a doubling or tripling in the cost of premiums. Figures published by the federal government last week indicated that 25,493 Alaskans had enrolled in Affordable Care Act plans starting January 1st, down from 28,736 enrolled in 2025. The numbers represent an 11% decline in enrollment, with further changes expected. Alaska, which has some of the highest health care costs in the United States, also has one of the highest rates of uninsured, with more than 1 in 10 Alaskans reportedly having no health insurance. Experts warn that an increase in the rate of uninsured Alaskans could drive up health care costs
streaming
for everyone.
Online at KFAR660.com.
No one needs to tell you when your sewer line or septic system is broken, it's a mountain of a problem. Move that mountain with Moving Mountains Excavation and General Contracting. Complete sewer and septic system installations, new builds, and repairs. The experience and the equipment to get your job done. On time, on budget. Call for your free quote. Moving Mountains Excavation and General Contracting. Move your mountain. Call Scott and Julie at 907-590-4977.
Generac Power Systems, the interiors distributors for the all-new commercial and industrial generators from High Power. Trusted by businesses, hospitals, and other areas where it's vital to keep the power going. Check out the High Power Mobile Tier 4 Final, a transportable, commercial-grade generator built right onto a trailer to take it where the power's needed. These and more found locally at Gen Solar in the River Mall on College Road. See the entire lineup at gensolar.net. Gen Solar, powering your future with reliability and sustainability.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. And I guess my question to Craig is, why in a trivia of Trump are you asking me which president got arrested?
Well, because Trump was one of them.
Okay.
So there's only two presidents ever been arrested. Trump was one of them. And the other one... was not George Bush. We talked about
that. Yeah, I said George Bush, you know, W.
A lot of people don't know that, but George W. Bush worked in Fairbanks in 74.
Sort of a wild child. That's why I brought him up. And Craig even said, that's a good guess.
Well, his dad was FBI director at the time.
No, CIA director.
Or CIA director at the time. And George W. was getting in some party trouble.
He needed to be removed from bad influences.
They wanted to get him away, so they sent him to Fairbanks, Alaska, where he worked for Neil Burke, Alaska Airways, or
Alaska International Air.
Alaska International Air, and our buddy Leon worked there, So anyway, that was that was a good guess, but he skirted arrest.
So what's the answer?
The answer is Ulysses Grant, who was arrested for speeding on a horse carriage. So I knew you would get that. So that's what Trump and Grant have in common. Yeah. So anyway, in fact, they said in that story that he got stopped by.
You were pretty confident in your bet, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't.
You're
think,
a jerk.
Yeah, you were going to get that.
You know, I'm going to hurt you.
Anyway, the story on Grant was he got arrested, he admitted to speeding, and then he gave the cop a ride to the police station where he was arrested. Very nice president. Very, very
was
courteous.
Was he president at the time?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. He was president. So anyway, well, you know what? I don't know that for sure. I don't know that for sure. But anyway, I guess it doesn't matter now. But okay. Greenland is in the news a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a little Greenland trivia here. True or false, Greenland is the biggest island that isn't a continent.
True.
That is true. Which of these comparisons of Greenland and Alaska is not accurate? Both hold enough ice to raise water levels significantly if melted.
True.
Right? Both experience 24 hours of sunlight in the summer and near total darkness in the winter.
True.
Both are remote and isolated. Much of the travel is by airboat, helicopter, or traditional dog sled.
False.
No, that's true.
No. Oh, you said Alaska.
Much of the travel.
Much of the travel in Alaska is not by dog sled.
No, but airboat.
Not dog sled.
Well,
I am right. I am right.
Okay. All right. Both.
That's how you badger Craig Compo into getting a correct answer.
Both have over 30,000 miles of coastline.
Correct.
False. Ooh. Alaska has 33,000 miles if you count the islands.
Yeah.
Greenland has 27,000 miles because they don't have all that.
30,000 average.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. There are over 6,000 miles of paved roads in Alaska. How many miles of paved roads are in Greenland?
And none. None.
No, this is a multiple choice. Is it 6,000, 600, 60, or 6?
6.
It's 60. They have a total of 94 miles of road. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Well, 80% of it's covered nice.
Yeah.
So that will eliminate some of it. But yeah, they just don't, all their communities are not.
Do you think we should acquire Greenland?
I think we should probably negotiate with Greenland because the option for them may look a lot uglier. I don't think we should go in with boots on the ground and take it. No,
I think we should become the protectorate of Greenland.
Yeah. And, you know, working deal.
And why do you think?
Strategically located and rare earth minerals.
There you go. The economics, man.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other deal. They would be the eighth largest producer of rare earth minerals, except they don't mine uranium. They got a huge uranium deposits, but they won't mine it because they're worried that the 60,000 people that live there are most worried about environmental damage. So anyway, I guess in 2021 there in the election that somebody got elected in and they said they ran on that platform, we're not going to mine uranium, even though they've got tremendous quantities of it. All right, on the last one. Why did Eric the Red named the island? Why did he name the island Greenland?
Because they didn't want anyone going to Iceland. That's why he switched the names around.
Okay, I'll give you my. You could choose from these.
Yeah.
Number one, a jade discoveries in 1700.
No.
B. He wanted to attract people to move there. C. Al Gore invented Greenland. And D. Iceland was already taken.
I'm going to say B.
B is correct. You wanted
to take a phone call.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully they berate. Hopefully his phone call berates you.
Yeah. Well, I'm done with trivia. So.
Good morning. You're on Problem Corner with Craig Compo, and he's done with trivia. And your name is
Randy. And I just simply have one little trivia question about Greenland.
Okay.
What is closer to Fairbanks? San Francisco or Thule, Greenland?
Well, if you go over the pole, it's probably Thule, Greenland.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You're right.
Yeah.
But if you go to the east, it's San Francisco.
But.
Talking San Francisco and you're talking butts?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about how about those Greenland football players? They didn't make it very far this year.
Randy, you see what I have to put up with in this purple padded room?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I better let you get back.
Yeah.
So, all the Fairbanks and Alaska trivia.
We did Trump and Greenland today. Yeah. Well, I got to update my, you know, I made a game. I have 365 trivia questions, and I actually made a digitized game that we played on one of our class reunions where you could put it on the TV screen and had pictures, historical pictures of what everything was. It was a lot of fun. I've got to find it. I know I still have it somewhere, but there's all these little bars and stuff that do trivia. There's a lot of good questions in there. We've probably run through most of them on the show, right? And you've got about a third of them right.
I got most of it. I got about 75%.
Yeah. Well, on subjects you're real familiar with, I guess, like football and
Trump.
Trump, yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we've done shows. We've done them on local politicians and some other stuff like that. We did that one on pipeline trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of.
I'm usually about 50% on your trivia questions. I'm pretty good.
You are pretty good. Well, you know, you have a lot of guests on. You get a lot of answers probably from your guests.
And, no, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I do not. You're besmirching my knowledge on the air.
Get in line with everyone else. Your historian that's on there.
What's that? Joni.
Joni.
And Nick.
Tell me you haven't got a few tidbits of information for trivia.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
Dave, I saw you at high school. Neither of us were paying attention.
I enjoyed history, though. Algebra, not so much.
I remember this. I remember this day in Miss Glenn's English class.
Oh God, what did I do?
Sophomores?
That was our junior senior.
No, this was
we had the nun for sophomore.
Oh, Sister Ellen?
Yeah,
yeah, Sister Ellen. So anyway, we were in class and they were making us read. Each student had to read a chapter of the book or whatever, and I remember Peter Vakira. I was about dozing off, but I started laughing out loud hysterically when he said, "And the great philosopher Socrates."
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder whether the writers was in the room.
Oh yeah, we had Sister Mildred. Remember
Hermana Mildred, our Spanish teacher,
and we got accused of attempted murder. That was me and Jimmy McGowan
and
Joe Fantasi. Maybe?
No, Joe Fantasi gave us an alibi.
The
most Catholic boy in the room. It was either turn state's evidence or give us an alibi. And he gave us the alibi.
We had to convince Bill Cooper and his wife.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Mrs. Cooper.
Mrs. Cooper.
Doris.
Doris. Yeah. Yeah. We had to convince. We had to convince them.
We were that bad. We were really bad. We were rotten. Yeah. You know, she accused us. You know, Fairbanks. You had two language classes, your freshman and sophomore year, and they put all the guys in the Spanish room and all the girls in the French room.
Yeah.
So no one learned Spanish.
No. Hey, so, I'm just now regretting.
Yeah.
I'm down in Mexico regretting
so
I didn't pay
You would have remembered it anyway if you had got it back in freshman year and sophomore.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
So we did not we just used it. We tormented this poor nun. I mean, we tormented her every class.
And the Jesuit volunteers.
And then once a month she'd come in with this reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah.
And
it must have weighed 80 pounds.
Yeah, and she'd come in. She had this locker where she had our workbooks on it.
Yeah.
And so we decided to steal the workbooks.
Put them all in one locker.
Know,
no, Dwayne, that was Carlin, wasn't that?
No, well, that was a whole different thing, but we decided to steal the workbooks. And we stole his, too.
Yeah.
So in walks Hermana Mildred with this tape machine, this reel-to-reel that she could barely carry. No one would ever ask if she needed help. and she goes. What we did was we disconnected the plate over the electrical
to put a note behind it.
Yeah, saying out of order.
Signed by our
janitor Dick Abel.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, how do you get that in high school? And like she's going to believe us. And since we're freshmen, and we weren't able to put the cover plate on.
Well, we heard her high heels coming down the
coming
hall.
In. And so she walks in, and she knew exactly what we were doing. She didn't. I think you stole the note, or Jimmy McGowan stole the note, but she knew what we were doing. So she just sent us right down to the principal's office.
But we were hopping out the window. It's ground level.
No, she caught us. She knew what we were doing.
I thought we went
out the window. It was winter. We're all okay. She sent all four of us down to the principal's office.
Yeah.
So we're down in the principal's office, and we're making up our story of what we're doing with the with the cover.
Yeah.
And she comes running in, and she goes, "They tried to kill me."
She's holding her heart.
Yeah. Pointing. Well, what happened is when she went to plug in the plug-in, the tape recorder.
Innocent mistake.
We didn't get it on all the way, so the cover plate struck the prongs and sparks, zapped everything.
Spark and smoke went everywhere. All the other kids in the class are probably thinking we tried to kill her.
So in front of Mrs. Cooper, we're making up our alibi.
Now what are you going to say?
Yeah, and we're going to have Joe Fantasy say this, and she's just listening to us. And then Mr. Cooper comes out to grill us on this, on how we almost killed the Spanish teacher, a nun. And Mrs. Cooper didn't say a word. She just laughed at us. And so we got off.
Yeah, and I got to tell you this story. So in 1973, it would have been, 73 or 4, would have been our Joe Pitstick.
Yeah.
Was a teacher, a Jesuit volunteer, long-haired hippie Jesuit volunteer. You know, that's a part we didn't get as kids. These are volunteers. We're treating them horribly. But
It was a learning experience for all of us.
We were just not good. We were not good Catholic.
We did not want to be there.
Right. But anyway, I remember I Googled here about 10 years ago. I just Googled the name Joe Pitstick because it's not a common name.
Yeah.
We had Dick Fagnett and Joe Pitstick. I know. Were two of our teachers in 7th and 8th grade. Or 7th grade. Anyway, so I Googled it, and his name came up as a middle school teacher in Champaign, Illinois or something, right? And so I went to the school, and it hit staff, and up comes his email. So I said, here's my chance to apologize. So I texted him. I said, "Dear Mr. Pitstick, on behalf of the entire class of 1974, or whatever, three, I would like to sincerely apologize for the way we treated you.
Suck up.
I hit send. Never heard a thing. He did not want to respond. So I don't blame him. But
Fairbanks, with that, we're going to respond with a commercial.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's hockey week. From the rink to the road, Bulletproof Trailers is built to haul hard, just like Alaska hockey. Tough steel, dependable performance, and no excuses when winter hits. Celebrate hockey week with strength that never quits. Bulletproof Trailers, built tough for Alaska.
Dearest Mother, I am writing you this letter from Brewster's. I recently was asked to go to a hockey game. It was told to me that before every game, there is a place where the spirit of camaraderie flows as freely as the ale. It is, of course, Brewster's. I decided to order one of my favorites, the award-winning handcrafted half-pound burger. Mother, I could eat one of those burgers for every meal and never tire of them. My new friends call going to Brewster's before the game pre-gaming. I will be doing this often. Your beloved son, Henry.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR. Weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 12. Winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 1 above. More clouds than sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 12. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
So basically, Craig, you're breaking the facade that we were angels during school.
I just thought of one other. Billy Kinn, I gotta tell people, Bill Kinn, who became an oncologist, and I think he's probably retired now, I don't know. But I got texted him about a company I'm following here in the market recently, but I think he's out of it now. But we had Al Levitt, Father Al Levitt, who was probably 4 foot.
10?
8, 10, yeah. And maybe
100 pounds.
If that.
Yeah, he became a priest.
Yeah, I know. But he was what did he teach us?
Religion.
Okay, he taught us religion, that's right.
Sophomore year.
Yeah, and I remember he was going through this long spiel of whatever we were falling asleep to at the time, and all of a sudden, Billy Kinn puts his hand up in the air, and he goes, "Yes, Bill?" He goes, "Isn't it embarrassing buying your clothing in the children's department?" Oh, it's like, just out of the blue. I mean, those kind of things. I mean, we were really horrible. We were just not.
You know, I came across him. I came across him you know, after I graduated from college,
okay,
got this house, you know, some friends of mine, their child got baptized Catholic, and he, I think he was the priest in Ninan or something like that. Mm. And I came across him, and he was just giving me the business.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
this, you know, anything I said, he was on, like, we were on top of him. I mean, he was just giving me the business. And I was looking at him laughing. I go, you earned it, sir. You earned it. You earned it.
But, you know, most of those were volunteers, right? A lot of those, seventh and eighth grade.
And then he
got room and board is all they got.
I think he was a lay teacher at the time, and he was studying for the priesthood.
Yeah.
Like Fitzpatrick, Mr. Fitzpatrick.
One of my favorite people of all time. Yeah. We still stay in contact with him. He's amazing.
Yeah. You know, funnier than heck. And then when, you know, our freshman year, it was a unique year. And me and you and Peter McCure and Billy, there were about six of us. For whatever reason, they had pizza that day. And we went down, we got our pizza, you know, at the gym, at the little thing there. And you did something, and you knocked the pizza out of my hand.
I don't remember this.
So I got up, I got the pizza. And you were trying to run, and I nailed you right in the back with the pizza.
Back of the head.
And I didn't realize how long your arms were.
Oh, yeah. I got long arms.
Because all of a sudden, you're taking the pizza off your back, and you're looking at me. So I'm bolting for the door. And I got, just as I'm going through the door, the frame, you threw the pizza, and you missed my head, but it stuck on the wall. And we're all just laughing so hard. And Peter Vakira, he's just laughing so hard, he's crying. And in walks Mr. Cooper, knowing there's something that we're doing something bad.
Yeah.
And so we're there, and Peter's still laughing, and he's, you know, Mr. Cooper being Mr. Snoop, he's looking around. What bad things do you kids do? And as he's walking out the door, everything checks out. Uh-huh. And we're just trying to not, just still busting up laughing. As he walks out the door, he looks up and he sees the pizza on the wall. And he goes, Compo, I know you got something to do with this.
Law of averages.
Yeah. Not proves that, you know, started the pizza fight.
Yeah.
But I never realized how long your arms were until that moment in my life when all of a sudden, holy cow, he got that off his back, and he's winding up.
I got monkey arms.
And we're only like 12 feet apart.
we had a good, you know, we basically, I think, you know, I knew I was going to U of C,
University of Compos. Compos, yeah.
So I wasn't really serious about school. I was a decent student. I wasn't, you know, I was probably a C-plus student.
I was the same way.
I didn't try that. I could have done a lot better, but I was having too much fun.
It bored me.
I was a class clown, right? I was pretty much a class clown. We were all class clowns, but...
we were into mischief.
But I tell you what, Dave Fitzpatrick taught typing. Mm-hmm. I still maintain probably the most important class I ever took, because I can type maybe 25 words a minute.
I'm the same
30.
Way. I learned it in eighth grade.
Fast enough to be... Yep. To be effective at whatever I'm doing. I don't need to type six in it. But I remember being out at Mark Air, out at the airport, when those guys would one finger type the bill of lading. I mean, just one finger at a time. And I mean, that, when you're in business, that is incredibly inefficient. They're you got a line of people trying to ship equipment. So they all should have taken Dave Fitzpatrick's. But I do have a quick story on that. I took typing class, and we had a final. And he had to type a certain amount of stuff, right?
Words per minute, yeah.
I knew I wasn't going to make the grade when I got about two-thirds of the way done, so I just skipped a paragraph, and I got a 96 or something. He never caught it. And I told him afterwards.
You cheater!
10, 15 years later, I told him afterwards. He's a good family friend. He was we used to let him use my dad's Corvette when he came to town. He was like this priest in a white 88 Corvette. It looked funny. But anyway, matched his collar. Anyway, he would... I told him, I said, hey, Dash, we called him Dash because it was Fitz Dash Patrick. Mm-hmm. I said, Dash, I got to tell you something. I got to go to confession here. He said, what? He said, you know, I skipped a paragraph. I would have never passed that typing test you did. He goes, I'm going to go back. you're going back to school and be like Rodney Dangerfield.
You know, speaking of about 98, and me and you had this like formula, Firebird.
Oh, no, it was a
Camaro.
76 Rally Sport Camaro, the white one with the red and orange trim. That was a it was a Rally Sport.
And so, and we're driving, we're going to look at some real estate up in Viewcrest, some vacant lot or something, whatever you had. And you were saying, yeah, I got to be careful driving up here. My dad doesn't know I have this car. And we're driving around a corner, and here's your dad walking down the street with the dog, and you're doing everything to hide your head. I'm going, hi, Mr. Compo.
Oh, man. I don't know how my dad ever put up with me. I've ruined so much equipment. And he'd bring home the one-of-a-kind. We had the Elite, the side-by-side snow machine.
Yeah.
Rear engine mounted. It was $5,200 in 1982, which was insane for a snow machine. He brought it home.
You broke it.
I took it down to the end of the road by Jeff Cook's house. There's a cul-de-sac, a hump of snow. I went to drive up over it. I jammed a log I didn't see through the headlight.
Oh, God. You
almost impregnated
you impaled yourself.
My girlfriend at the time. Just a log just stopped right there.
You impaled the vehicle.
And then I put it in reverse, and the tracks just spin. I'm stuck there. I had to go to Jeff's.
Hello, Dad?
I borrowed a saw, cut that thing off. When I left the driveway, my dad was having a cigarette on the sidewalk. By the time I got back, he was just putting the cigarette out, and he looks up, and I drive in with this log sticking through the right headlight on his $5,200 snow machine, and he just looked at me, and he said, put it on the trailer. That was more pain than if he would have just slapped the hell out of me. But
disappointment reigned.
Rest in peace, Dad. I said, you deserve to hit me hard, and you never did. So, well, maybe once or twice.
And then you started out your driving career with a station wagon.
Yeah, 69 Chevy Kingswood Estate.
That was party a mobile.
I carpeted the back.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know why you carpeted the back. I don't want to know why.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Hajdukovic was in the back of it with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Like I said, I did not want to know why. And why did you say that name on the air?
Oh, because it's Johnny.
Oh, boy. Dirty Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny.
Another,
Johnny.
Yeah.
He was
the ladies' boy.
Ladies' man, yeah. He was sought after in school. He was funny. But, yeah, Johnny and I still go duck hunting every year at Healy Lake. He's my best friend growing up. I got so many stories about Johnny. We got to do a whole hour on Johnny Hajdukovic stories one of these days.
I want to check the liability
amounts
that we have here and have our city, our
risk
attorneys,
management.
Our attorneys review
what
we're going to say for approval.
We had a lot of real special people in that class. You know,
yeah, we did.
Had Josh Norgelin. We had Eileen Van Wy, Nora Simmons. A lot of people that are just really good friends to this day, really,
Joe
really
Fantasi,
good friends.
Joe Fantasi, Dean Stevens.
Yeah, Larry Carey.
Yeah, I see Larry a couple times a year, yeah.
Diane Wenslick, Anita Lacalce. I mean, we're going to run out of time, but we just...
People really, yeah.
We were a tight group, you know, and we're going to do a 50th, I'm sure. We didn't do our 40th, but we did a 41st.
We did a 40th, yeah.
We did a 41st. We missed 40.
What was that, COVID or something?
No, I think we just did. Barb was always in charge of it.
And oh, that's right. Someone couldn't make it, so we didn't do it.
Yeah,
it was Martha Hemphill couldn't make it, so we
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, so
do
we
it.
Gave. That was a good reason not to do it. But I think we'll do 50, which will be in what is that? 2 years?
Seven. Yes, it's 28.
Holy cow! Do I feel old?
Well,
50-year anniversary from high school in 2 years. Oh, God, that's crazy. That is crazy. And Eileen Van Wy is the only one in the class I know of whose both parents are still alive. Right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Frank and Nancy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy. That's good. Good for them. I think they're living in Wrangell. Yeah. That's where they're at.
I do not know where they live.
And they live in Wrangell. I think they have a place in the States, too, in winter. But.
So when's the next time you're going down to Mexico?
Going down to Mexico the end of February for about a month.
Yep, okay.
Got a place down there. So I just alternate months. I go about a month, and I'm back for a month, and got a new place down there that I really enjoy, right next to my cousin. So that's always fun.
But you're going to start an open mic.
Yes, we're
open
doing
mic night.
Yeah,
last Tuesday of every month
at Ivory Jacks.
What time does it start at?
Under new ownership, 7 o'clock. It'll go like 7 to 9, or
okay.
7 to 8, or probably 8 to 9. But
who's going
to
be the host?
We'll have dinner.
You?
We haven't even decided yet. Christina Stepovich is managing the place. We're going to have myself. Eric Spitzer will be one of the performers.
Yeah.
Benny Lynn is going to perform on the first one, and it is going to be hilarious. You don't want to just mark that down. The last Tuesday of the month, 27th, at Ivory Jack's, 7 o'clock.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. Thanks for putting up with me and Craig, because our freshman teachers had to. We'll see you later. You have a great day. And tomorrow I have Josh Church, Lieutenant Governor candidate.